he's trying to get me to stall. Anyway.
Go on then.
I said to him, when we stall, and I did hear a bang straight away.
A bang? What, in this room?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that, did you? Okay, must be your super hearing then.
I know that I've got to start and say good evening.
Good evening, Ed.
We are at the time of the year when all things pretty, when all things beautiful, the decorations of the festive season are ornated across the walls, across the ceilings, across the windows of our nation. But we needn't wait until the special month, or there are 12 months, before we allow that beautiful ordination of festivities to be celebrated. There are many who find different meaning in the nature of the beauty that is seen. Whether they be Christmas trees, stars, or baubles, these are merely precious ornaments that to many symbolize a future, but to many there is no value attached to these items at all. Let us begin with the message of hope, of plans for the future, for the celebration of things to come. We mustn't forget that within every teaching, within every lesson, the meaning is often altered or changed or put to someone's own philosophy. We can take the holy books of this world. I'm sure that one cannot disagree that the message of the future, of how civilization needs to succeed, does not alter from book to book. We can often argue that the teachings behind can be misplaced, and so a sense of mistrust is often placed on the people that try to interpret these lessons as best they can. Sometimes it is simply like spiritual shopping. You take what you like, and you can accumulate the lessons, the teachings, the wisdom that is given to you on a daily basis. And like shopping, sometimes there are surplus which are left at the back of the cupboard and merely have to be discarded when the time is necessary. But then there are products and items that can be kept a little longer, that are sometimes handled, that are sometimes examined and looked at, sometimes even a taste, and things are kept for a later moment. You see, the spirituality, which is the most important of it all, is something for you to delve into, to take what is right at the time in your lives. We cannot force, we cannot push, we cannot provide the answers to the many questions that are asked. For it is you, for it is the people that have to find the answers in their own journey, in their own pathway. at the time of their own celebration, whether that be through the festive period, whether that be through other celebratory periods throughout the year. There are times when you can celebrate your spirituality at any time that you may seek or desire. But what is celebration? It's finding happiness. It is finding success. And sometimes it is finding understanding and completion. But a celebration should not be taken and hidden for oneself. It needs to be shared. It needs to be passed from man to man. I started with saying about a message for hope. But surely, hope is not for 1 month of the year. For if we have hope, then surely there must be a future. There must be a time for peace. A time when man can come together. A time when we can all come together. The festive period is often celebrated with the exchange of presents, material items, whether that be the dolly for a child or a toy car. It could be a bunch of flowers. But what is greater than the gift of love and acceptance? The gift of receiving those thoughts and those feelings. Surely they are a gift received. They are a gift required. They are often a gift that is left behind. A gift that everybody wants, but not many receive. The festive period should not be the time we share emotion, the time when we reach out. It should be a time of tomorrow, a time of today, a time of yesterday, where we can reach out and express one's feelings, where we could learn to accept the differences that come between us. Those differences should not make us a weakness, but a strength for all of mankind. We hear that at this time of the year, we aim for perfection. We aim for remembrance. And of course, there are many that aim for forgiveness. And throughout the negatives that may occur, there are also the positives that we have to remember. And they are the times that we should celebrate. They are the times that need to be remembered and not forgotten. For when, as you know, the new year begins, those tales, those emotions of yesterday have soon gone.